here's something that bothers me. Surprise. When I'm flying first class and some guy from coach comes up and takes a shit in our bathroom, you know? Don't you hate that? I say, get back to your filthy coach toilet with the tampon sticking out of the commode. And don't be coming up here and trying to upgrade your feces. Your super saver feces. Well, I think most people know by now, caviar feces smell much nicer than bologna sandwich feces. It's unfortunate you don't like to tell people the truth. You don't want to point out class distinctions, but it's true. It's a function of socioeconomics. It's called the fecal differential. It has to do with diet as it relates to income. The lower the income, the worse the diet, the more disgusting the feces. And the same thing applies to farts. And the worst farts of all, the most horrendous farts in the whole travel experience, can be found in the economy section of any plane coming in from the third world. It is fucking torture back there, folks. Underdeveloped country farts. Those people have farts that could kill cancer. The kind of fart that comes in handy if you have something that needs welding. The kind of fart that if you let one go at home, 30 minutes later, your plants are all yellow. The kind of fart that after 2 or 3 days, you realize there are no more birds in your neighborhood. A fart that would eat the stitching out of Levi's. Can I get away with one more fart joke here? The kind of fart whereby the Centers for Disease Control declares your pants a level 5 biohazard. And what happens is, in these third world flights, in the economy section, about an hour after the meal service, they quite often have these life-threatening fart emergencies. The FAA calls them TFIs, toxic flatulence incidents. The airlines call them code browns. Just as a hospital has a code blue, airlines have code brown, code brown. If you ever hear that, do not inhale. You are in a code brown. And the worst place to be is in the last 3 rows. Because what happens is these planes get flying so fast that all the most vicious, lethal, volatile, flammable, unstable farts get pushed toward the back of the airplane where they begin to build up pressure. And they build and they build and they build until they reach critical fart density, CFD, and they continue to build throughout the flight until finally some kid turns on a Game Boy and boom, the whole back end of the plane blows off. And you know who gets blamed? Osama bin Laden. Terrorists get blamed for these explosions that are nothing more than cabbage fart detonations. And the FBI doesn't know. FBI doesn't know what to do. They're looking for explosives. They should be looking for minute traces of rice and bok choy. These are the kind of thoughts that kept me out of the really good schools and prevented me from moving swiftly up the corporate ladder. Because I was always complaining about something, you know? Always finding fault.